cybercrime, macroeconomic conditions, ESG reporting. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. By understanding your risk, you can make your business resilient to challenges on the road ahead. What's more, you can turn those risks into opportunities. EY helps CFOs, boards, and audit committees see beyond the numbers to uncover the critical insights that make their organizations resilient, even in an ever-shifting landscape. For more insights that matter, visit ey.com/beyondthenumbers.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take and Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The story I'm about to tell you, it's as old as dirt. And yet, like any great story, it perfectly explains the moment we are currently in. It's a story about a man and a magical potion. Something he says will save the world for just a few dollars a vial. But there's a catch. That potion, it might also kill you. This is no run-of-the-mill elixir, though. It's a miracle cure. A cure that people all over the world believe in. Factions form for and against it. Spiritual warfare has ignited, at least in places like Reddit and Telegram. Real damage has been done. Lies spread. Lives hang in the balance. It was only positive things. This is the story of what happens when it's hard to sort the facts from the fiction. There's this one video I keep coming back to. It starts with a black screen, white text. It reads, "A gross negligence of the First Amendment being observed in real time." Real time is in all caps. It flashes on the screen like a warning and gives you the impression you're about to see some sort of shocking miscarriage of justice. You are not. Anyway, it's dated April 2020, right at the beginning of the pandemic.
You're crossing property, okay?
The video is a grainy handheld recording, probably from a phone. We see an officer standing on the front steps of a single-family home with a front yard covered in dirt and patchy grass. It looks like the South. The camera is trained on his back, about 5 feet away. He's posting a piece of paper to a door. And the man behind the camera, his name is Jonathan Grennan. Jonathan's dad, Mark Grennan, is that man with the magical potion, the salesman. And the cops have just showed up to shut them down.
What's your name?
Deputy.
Deputy. Okay, you too?
The camera swings around to two other men who are watching over the scene. They're armed. Badges hooked onto their belts.
Okay, I got you guys. Guess what? I'm going to the sheriff with this. The Constitution, the First Amendment, says Congress shall make no law. Okay? I don't have a law. And you are harassing me?
The cops aren't just here for Jonathan. They're here for his family, too. Because the thing, this miracle product Jonathan's protecting, it's a family affair. Together, they've built a whole business empire around it. A church, global following, and a fortune. It's no wonder Jonathan is pissed the cops are here. There's a lot at stake.
You guys, you should search your souls.
The three men start to walk away. Jonathan follows them, chasing them to the street.
So guess what? You are going to be followed up, and we're going to talk to the sheriff. You should stay away from here.
One of the cops gives Jonathan a thumbs up, dismissively. He gets into his car.
You should never be coming here again, because Jesus Christ is Lord, and he will come one day, and he's going to save us from this. You have no right here. You are nothing to me. You are nothing. You are nothing. You are nothing. You are nothing.
You are nothing. You are nothing. But the police on that video did have a right. In fact, a responsibility. That piece of paper the cop posted to their door, it was a temporary restraining order signed by a federal judge. For years, the family had been hawking their miracle cure around the globe and in dark corners of the internet. It had brought thousands of people hope that it would fix any manner of things that ailed them. Often, though, the so-called cure did the opposite. It made things worse. The document pinned to the door ordered the Grennans to stop making and distributing their potion, what they called their sacrament. For years, the Grennans successfully shielded themselves from this kind of police intervention. Over time, they'd come to believe that certain laws just didn't apply to them, would never apply to them. But Jonathan's camera captured something different that day. That's what I find so interesting about this video, why I keep coming back to it. There's this fury, this desperation in his voice, almost like he knew. The jig was up.
Jesus Christ is Lord, and he is going to come back, and he's going to save us from this evil empire.
The camera shakes as it follows an unmarked black sedan, as it slowly rolls past Jonathan and down the narrow suburban street.
You don't come back on my land again. This is the land of the Lord Jesus Christ. You stay away from here.
They would be back. From Neon Hum Media, Sony Music Entertainment, and Bloomberg News, I'm Kristen V. Brown, and this is Smokescreen, Deadly Cure, a podcast about how a family on the fringe convinced thousands of people across the globe to buy a miracle liquid made of poison, the international conspiracy it ignited, and the people who fought to take them down.
Join us in Chicago or virtually on May 2nd for Bloomberg's Business Value of AI event and networking reception. This event will gather business and technology executives to share their experiences and provide insights into their strategies for deploying AI that achieves a desirable ROI. You'll also learn how companies have successfully implemented AI solutions that have improved productivity and profitability. This program is proudly sponsored by IBM. Register at BloombergLive.com/AI/radio.